What's the best thing in life? Tea life is.
Woohoo, nice show to you, fam. Here's Wedgup. It's TP here. Alright, so sushi is one of the most common yet delicious Japanese cuisines. And someone just tried to fancy it up, but it got some backlash. Now, this recipe requires one to create air-fried sushi rice. To do that, you gotta take your cooked rice, and instead of just straight away making it into a sushi with salmon on top or whatsoever, you gotta place it into a tray and let it cool down. So you gotta freeze it first. After that, cut them into rectangular shapes and air-fry them at 180 degrees for 10 to 15 minutes. It might take longer, but as long as you get that crispy brown outer layer, then it is perfect. Next is to get your favorite sushi toppings, whatever you like, salmon, tamago, tuna, fried chicken, octopus, whatever it is, place it on top of your rectangular sushi rice and it is served. Some said like this shouldn't be the right way to serve your sushi because it goes against every rule that Japanese cuisine has, but then some said, you know, it might actually be quite good. I mean, it's a crispy rice together with some toppings. I wouldn't call this sushi, I just call this rectangular rice with some toppings.
Get all the lifestyle news right here on Tea Life.
Hello, nice show, TFM here. Hello, it's TV here. If you're living by yourself or you're just too lazy to cook, this next recipe is the perfect one for you. It's a one-pot corn rice with chicken. Easy, but nutritious and also delicious. Now, in your rice cooker, you're gonna cook your rice as normal, but in the process before starting cooking, add 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of tomato sauce, 2 tablespoons of Japanese soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of chicken essence. Mix everything well, and then before cook, wait, one more step, right? Place 1 can of corn, make sure to dry it out, you don't want to water or anything, right? Dried corn, and then 1 peeled onion and 1 chicken breast on top, and just get it cooking. Once it's done, you're gonna mix everything well, you're gonna, you know, the chicken breast, you gotta turn it into little pieces, the onion, you gotta mash it up, okay, together with the corn, mix up everything, and your 1 pot of corn rice with chicken is done. Easy to make. You can even make this for 3 days straight. I mean, you can meal prep it. So every time you come home from work, just hit it into microwave and your dinner will be served. You have that.
Want to know about the latest trends and gossip? It's all on Tea Life.
Hello, hello. Bonjour, nice show, TFM. It's TP. All right, get ready for this next recipe because someone just created what I'd say is the pinnacle of food abomination. So the recipe is very straightforward. You only need 2 ingredients, rice and also cola. Or carbonated drink. So what you have to do is there's no really complicated steps. Like you just mix these 2 things together, rice and coke, and then you just drink it or eat it. Some say that since you eat rice and then you drink cola afterwards, having both together shouldn't be a problem. But then again, that's some weird logic. Like you wouldn't mix everything on your table together, right? Drinks is drink, dessert is dessert, main dish is main dish. You know, those who tried this recipe, the rice and cola, said it's pretty nice, tastes more like a rice dessert rather than a real food. However, I do know some friends who actually would dip their fries, whatever fries it is, into cola before eating it. It's like their favorite thing. They said that like the oil and the fizziness of the cola blends well together. I mean, I don't know. This time it's a rice, but if you think you have the stomach to eat this in one go, well, go ahead. See you